Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to another classic episode of the Winner Is You podcast. I need to watch myself each and every week now. I almost go haunted with that.
It's not Spooktoberfest anymore, pal. October.
It is not. If this is your first time listening, think of us as your friendly neighborhood video game book club. We pick a game and scurry off, play it before coming back together to have a deep dive discussion, talk ins, outs, ups, downs, and hopefully offer some light entertainment along the way. Usually, this week, we are back in our bullshit and whisking you back to 2007, where, after a short hiatus, which actually wasn't that much of a short hiatus, we return to the draft train, so climb aboard, store your luggage in the overhead racks, find a window seat, sit back, relax, and why not even play along at home, which means that tonight, Alex and I are not alone. So, to introduce you all and let your ears get accustomed to the voices in your head, my name, as ever, is David, and sitting virtually alongside me is Alex and our fellow coghole enthusiast, Kelsey. How are you both doing this evening?
I'm doing very well, and the hiatus you talked about, I'm very upset. I've been looking for my fix for this draft, because, as I said to you both, I love doing them. I love just rocking up and talking about games and not having to do any of the back end. But, yeah, and Alex said before we started it was July, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
It has been far too long. We cock-teased you like 2 weeks in a row by
postponing
it. Yeah, we did. We did do that.
Disgraceful behaviour. I'm loving David's transition into the Vincent Price of podcasting with that spooky voice at the beginning. I think you should check that out.
Just carry on, yeah.
And I could be like that guy from The Simpsons who's like, yes! Yeah. We could have like a really unique sound. Kelsey could just be Kelsey because he's got a lovely voice anyway.
So, oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man. You're going to have to remind me. I actually don't have the sheet open because the results last time, was that the episode that I won?
Last time I shit the bed on kind of on purpose because I was like, I'm going to do all Nintendo.
Yeah.
And it really bit me right in the end of my bell end. So, yeah, that winner.
Did I win
was...
or come second last time?
David won.
I don't know. Yeah, I've forgotten who did what.
I won the previous
episode.
You came
second.
Yeah, yeah. I won the one before that.
You did win the previous episode, yes. Yep. With a Need score to. That would have beaten David the in 2006 as well, by 1 point. But I've had two absolute stinkers, so I'm playing properly
back,
tonight,
kid.
Lads. So watch out.
That's it. There are a few Nintendo games out so this year, so if you plan on...
There's one Nintendo game...
Nintendo hole.
That I believe a good review score suckered me into playing and I subsequently really did not enjoy. So that may be part of my reasoning.
I wonder if that is on my list.
Probably.
I've got three.
I've got
Zelda game. Oh, shit. I've got one. I've got one Nintendo game I want to pick. And they've got two others in backup.
Not sure whether to cut the fact that Dave just said the game I was talking about.
No. I didn't, because that wasn't even the one that I want to pick.
So okay, good. Like, no, it shouldn't be.
I have
that's
three.
That's one of my backups.
No, I have four.
Yeah, so I have three, two backups, one I want to get on there.
Oh, yeah.
That I can see, unless I'm missing it.
Yeah, I've just realised two are my backups. Wait, hang on. No, maybe. Maybe I should say...
Wait, there's one I'm sure is going to do well. I think even people that have not really played video games should know about this game and will think it's going to do well. The other ones... I'm partly banking on the Nintendo bump.
I think you'll get it. This is early.
Yeah.
Still, no, it's not early DS anymore, is it? But it's height of DS, I guess. I'm just so confused why there's... I'm just going to double check that I'm not going mad here.
Well, Alex is checking that he's not going mad. For those that have not listened to our podcast since July, this is a video game. How do you describe this, Alex? A draft club in which, think the NFL draft, in which we take turns in picking our picks. Picking, I was going to say our best games, but it's not. it's sort of the industry rated games.
Yes, we tried to pick the best games of a specific year. Yeah. And hope that its Metacritic scores total up to a winning score for us. Last time around, as we mentioned a minute ago, David was the winner with 886 points versus 864 for Kelsey and 839 for me, which means I go first.
It is.
But that also means as well that the league table changed. I believe for the first time I am no longer top of the league, as David is top of the league with 14 points. We've done a win. Yep. Win gets you 3 points, second gets you two, and last place gets you 1 point. So it's pretty tight now. It's 14, 12, 10, David, Alex, Kelsey. So all to play
it's
for.
Nice and close. Yeah, all to play for. How many years? What year are we in? 2023. I was doing some contract, checking a contract today, and was a complete year out. So don't ask me for years and dates.
What, even in November? I don't know when I am. Got the year wrong.
Yeah, basically we had a company. This is not exciting chat for a podcast. We had a company looking to increase the fee in which they charge us for the contract that we've agreed over a 5-year term, and they're allowed to ask for an annual increase in line with the consumer price index, which is sitting at 4.7% at the moment. But they have recently had an uplift, or I thought we'd had an uplift back in June. I was like, you can't have that. But it was June 2022, so they can have it. I was just talking out my ass because I was living in the wrong year, which is good for this podcast because I can continue to live in a wrong year. I just go and back a bit more. Instead of being a year out, I'm now multiple years out.
Still a year away from our first meeting in 2007, but
yeah, we were still not even a glint in our mother's eyes for university.
Our mothers had to lock eyes for us to be friends. That's what he's talking about.
What were you doing? What were you two doing in 2007? I think I was still doing an engineering apprenticeship or just about to leave an engineering apprenticeship.
Clearly.
During 2007. Yeah.
I was at university in Aberdeen, just at the other university in Aberdeen, before I switched to the one that you went to.
You were the glint in the eye.
I wasn't. I was experiencing granite in all its glory.
Well, it's grey glory.
Yeah.
What about you, Kelsey?
I was in the second year of my film and media production degree. So I was a year away from graduating. And a lot of my friends that I'd met on the BTEC course before, it's funny because a couple of my best mates now, like this year is our 20th year of knowing each other. Like, I've got a couple of other mates that I've known since I was like 5. But you know, when you meet mates at college and uni, so for me, that's 20 years nearly for the BTEC. And then, yeah, and then my second year of my degree, because I went straight from that to my degree, was finishing that up. And I didn't have to move away from uni because it was Bournemouth University, but my course was done at my local college. It was like they basically farmed it out to a college. So all my mates had applied to Bournemouth Uni and thought, oh yeah, we're going to go to Bournemouth. And then they all washed up on the fucking shores of Weymouth, like massively disappointed. Which is not quite
did
as
you
glamorous.
Have, so I don't know if this is true for everyone, but I feel like a lot of students that do some sort of creative degree will have a piece of media that just blows them away. So for me, my undergrad degree was publishing and journalism. So we had a lot of book reading to do. And the book that just blew my young 20s mind was Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and I was like quite obsessed with that book and Hunter S. Thompson for a number of years. Did you have a film that you were that sort of you studied at university that just grabbed you?
But well, I would go before that because I did film studies before uni as well, and okay, one of the films that I will never ever forget watching is Run Lola Run, which is not even
that was gonna be my answer.
Great one.
Yeah,
that's the German movie, right?
Yeah, we did an exam on that in our media degree.
It's not even like a masterpiece or anything, but I remember watching it actually thinking, this is pretty good. And like, but I remember the film studies teacher at the time absolutely just going nuts about it.
Same for us. That's so wild. Yeah. That like hundreds and hundreds of miles, like, you know, 500 miles away, they're teaching the same Run Lola Run syllabus.
That's hilarious.
If you also did Funny Games by whatever the guy's name is, then I'm going to lose my shit right now.
No, we didn't do Funny Games, but so funny enough, more recently,
I'm gonna have to watch
because I also retrained later in life and became a teacher and got an education like diploma. And I taught film studies, and now they don't teach Run Lola Run. I shit you not, the film of choice for A-level film studies now is Straight Outta Compton. The recent movie about NWA. Yeah, yeah.
It's not even an actual, I mean, I guess it's a film, but it's like a biopic.
I got to do some fantastic lessons on that movie.
So, I bet you did.
Yeah.
Listening to Fuck the Police and talking about AIDS.
Yeah.
Is there a nice sort of closer loop? Is Lola, the running Lola, did she not become Resident Evil actress?
No,
is that the right person
I got no. And I, because she
look like the same people in my head.
I think it came possibly after Fifth Element, and she looked very similar to Mila Jovovich in Fifth Element,
yes.
Right? With the
she
red
did,
hair
yes.
and stuff.
Yes.
She does look very like Mila. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a poor man's Luc Besson film, I guess. But yeah. It was all right. Like, it's always stayed with me since then. It's really weird.
Same. Yeah, I can't believe that. That's quality. Did you... before we started recording, Kelsey, you led on the fact that you've basically wasted your whole day looking at 2007,
Should we talk about 2007? First of all, who won the Premier League? Either of you? 2007.
So I'm trying to think of FIFA. Rooney was on the front cover of that. Man United were good at this point in time. It could have been Chelsea.
So
that
Chelsea would
have been my answer as well.
Chelsea threw away the league with two games to go and handed it to United. Yeah, they lost to Arsenal. Top four were United, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Arsenal. Spurs were in fifth.
Yeah, we'll take that. Thanks, Martin Yell.
That must have been getting close to Harry Redknapp, Peter, was it not?
It was. It was, yes. Yeah. That was the season before Martin Yell got sacked during a match in the Europa League. And
then
we had Juan de Ramos come in to win the last trophy Spurs actually picked up. But I was still loving Berbatov in 2007, so it all was well.
Yeah,
how many years of loving him did you have till he came to Man United?
One and a half or something.
Yeah.
Like two.
The clock was ticking.
I tell you what, saw Berbatov, the rainiest game I've ever seen live, fucking stop the ball dead out of the air on his laces. It was like, it was like magic. I could not believe he managed to do that in the pouring rain. Absolute genius.
A non-smoker as well, is he not?
Oh, was he? Well, I guess
if not while he was playing, yeah.
Yeah. I just imagined seeing like a black and white photo of him with a leather jacket and a cigarette sticking out of his mouth.
Yeah,
he's
totally.
got that look about him.
Some sort of Bulgarian James Dean.
Yeah, 100%. At least he thinks he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I was doing loads of research about 2007. I looked up the football, of course. I was looking at movies, some of the big news headlines, and actually quite a big one. It's funny that this came up as a news headline. It was the launch of the iPhone, which is weird to think about. Now, I was an early adopter, and I got an iPhone the year they came out. And I remember going... Because there wasn't really touchscreen phones or anything like that. It was so transformative at the time, and now to think that that's just... how every single phone is. But we also had, I'm getting a bit nostalgic for this, the financial crisis began in 2007. We're about to hit recession again now as well. So, you know, more things change.
That's the worst
change.
Thing that could have ever happened.
I remember sitting in a lecture, because I must have started RGU in 2008.
Yeah, you would have done. Same as
yeah,
me.
Which means I had been done my apprenticeship. I was in college by this point.
Full swing of the recession.
Yeah, so I remember sitting my first lecture of university thinking I was like, oh my God, I've made it. I'm in a university. This is amazing.
And then I rocked up and you're like, oh, this is a shit university.
Oh, this guy. Actually, we'll come back to that. But the lecturer was saying, you've joined uni at the best time you possibly could have because of the financial crisis. And in 4 years, you'll be coming out of it and the job market will be flying and you will all be... poised to make loads of money. Yeah. And I was like, great. I'm still waiting for that. I am still waiting for this to happen.
Some of the biggest movies of the year. Anyone want to take any guesses on the top five movies of the year?
Oh, I can't remember what I was doing in 2007.
We've got a lot of sequels. There's a hint for you. A lot of, you know...
I'm not sure the MCU was swinging around at this point.
Iron Man was
like
2008.
That.
We're done with Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings is long gone. It's funny you mentioned MCU, though. We were on the tail end of a certain other run of superhero films.
Not Spider-Man 3.
That's right, correct.
Batman, not the Dark Knights?
The final set. No, Dark Knight was 2008. Spider-Man 3, okay. Sam Raimi, was the second biggest film of 2007. Any other guesses for this top five?
Some Harry Potter shit.
Yep, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is
was
number
that
five.
2007? Yep. Oh my God.
And then
number
we've
five,
got,
was it?
Yeah, number five. And okay. number one was Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with Chow Yun-Fat in it, if I remember rightly.
I don't know.
I can't believe Harry Potter was so low then. I remember looking at, it was during my sort of dissertation era, and I remember looking at like the top 10 grossing movies of all time, and like five of them are Harry Potter.
Yeah, but they still couldn't act at this point, if I remember rightly. No. So.
Wait, when
Order of the Phoenix is
actually
in the middle.
That's not fair. Daniel Radcliffe is turned into an okay actor.
He's all right now. Right. Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean number one, Spider-Man 3 number two, 3 is Shrek the Third.
Oh yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, and 4 is Transformers. Michael Bay.
Oh, that's what that era was.
Yeah, it was.
Oof. Oh, Alex, from there,
you'll like this. Number 6 was the Simpsons movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
The film that suckered me into thinking it was good because an audience was laughing at its jokes, and then when I got it on DVD in the cold light of day by myself, I was like, none of these are funny. Those people lied to me through laughter, through communal laughter. I hate when people do that.
Yeah, that's the trick of comedy in the cinema.
Yeah. Don't believe the laughs.
Don't do it.
So yeah, but this was all pre-MCU.
I needed to fill a gap.
Don't do it. Stay away from laughing.
I was actually thinking about The Anatomy of a Fall, right? Like, for absolutely no reason whatsoever, because we'd been speaking about movies. It's like, oh yeah, that movie came out. Yeah. Did I like that? I don't know. And then I was like, oh no, no one's speaking. I've obviously started daydreaming on a podcast, which is a danger.
This isn't Hurt Locker year, is it? That was the year.
No, it's not.
I'm trying
to think
of Oscar winning films now. I'm trying to go highbrow with
No
this.
Country for Old Men. Was
oh, deserved.
Great film. Great, awesome film.
Yep. Other big ones.
So good.
300, Superbad, I Am Legend. Bad.
Yeah, good. Okay, yeah. Oh, I am not.
Apart
like,
from the CG, it's not bad.
I'm not like fully abreast on everything Will Smith has done, but there is a moment in which he's like having a conversation with a mannequin in that movie. And I am telling you, I know he's won an Oscar now, but I'd say that is maybe some of the best acting that man's ever done.
Yeah,
that made me. I remember seeing that and I was like close to tears when he was like, he sort of realizes he's completely alone.
Yeah.
The world is fucked, and I think that's some of the best acting
I've ever done. That film's
so
good. It just falls apart because of the terrible CG, the video game CG, which is a real shame because the rest of it is quite good.
Is that also the film where he starts off by talking about Converse fucking All Star circa 2000 or whatever it is that he says? I'm sick in my mouth. It's either that or it's iRobot. There's one where he's listening to Bob Marley and he's chilling in his kitchen.
Converse, that sounds like an iRobot.
Yeah, I think it's iRobot. Yeah. Yeah. That's about it, really,
I mean,
for movies.
What a fucking cursed movie IP that is. You've got two of the current biggest dickheads in Hollywood playing the main role in Omega Man and then I Am Legend in Charlton Heston and Will Smith.
Yeah.
Absolute rotters, the both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, poor Will Smith. He's sort of ruined the illusion.
Will Smith's not
didn't
as bad
he?
As Charlton Heston, to be fair.
No, I was going to say. Will Smith's ruined the illusion a little bit with him, hasn't he?
But he has.
2007. What else? That's it for movies and stuff, really. Yeah, launch of the iPhone, financial crisis, the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. Does everyone remember that?
No.
Yeah.
No, who's he? I've forgotten who he is. I don't even know. Remind me who he is.
Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Oh. Wait, is that not a? I was going to say, was that a? Oh no, I'm thinking of somebody else. I was going to say I thought it was a woman, but maybe not. Everything just started to go to hell after 2007. But as for video games, I'll let you take it, David. I mean, we know we've had some big years already, but this is probably the biggest.
Could be the biggest we've had.
I think it is.
Shout out to Rise or Die Trying by 4 Year Strong that came out that year, which is the start of the easy core pop punk with breakdowns music that I still have a fondness for to this day. And 4 Year Strong is still banging as well. But yes, speaking of banging, as you said, the video games. Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous, some of these. To pick a one you want definitively above everything else is hard.
Yeah.
I would say. Quite hard.
Yes, I suppose so. I mean, like, I feel like at the time, that would have been harder than it is today. Like, I'm looking at the list and, like, I've highlighted my favourites, the ones I want to be definitely picking.
Yeah.
And I think if I'm just talking about, like, my, like, purely my taste, not an objective, what's a better game,
mm-hmm.
I think there's maybe two that I'd be really desperate to say, like, these are my ride or dies.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Because I think there's one here that I think has aged poorly, actually. And we've covered it for a podcast.
I know which one you're talking about.
Still a great game, still a classic, still an important game in the grand scheme of things. But I think sort of maybe there's a donkey video we could point you towards that just basically puts my feelings into perspective about it.
Should we get going?
Yeah,
baby. Cool.
Right, so... To remind everybody of the format of this, what we do is the person who lost the previous draft, which is me, goes first. Person who came second goes second. And the person who came first picks last. Then, basically, every single person will jump up one place in the draft order till they reach number one, at which point they then just drop back down to three, and it just revolves around and around and around, like so. Right, Super Mario Galaxy, please.
It's going in strong.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
We have covered that. I don't think that's the game that David was saying has aged rather poorly. I prefer the sequel to it, but I'm pretty sure this one would have scored higher than the sequel, even though I believe the sequel to be the better game.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think you're probably right in that assertion also.
But this was, a pretty seminal game. I mean, it feels like you could say that about Mario games quite a lot, but this one was like a huge resurgence.
Yeah,
for want
definitely.
Of a better phrase.
Yeah.
After Sunshine and then some middling DS games, this was like a sort of vindication for a lot of things
Mario
that
was
back.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For an SD game as well, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm going to pick the game that I'm watching a walkthrough of on my screen right now, and that is BioShock.
What a game.
There he goes, the other son of a bitch.
The game.
Is that not the one you were saying is aged poorly that we've covered?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I don't think it's a bad game, and I enjoyed what we did for the podcast. I just think when it's like billed as this massively atmospheric game,
yeah.
I think it's not that.
In the quieter moments, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not
yeah.
when all the alarms are going off and people are screeching at you.
The video, to be fair to it, like, and this is like, I'm not mean to be harsh overly to it, because I think probably it deserves the review it's got. I think it kick-started a period of the games industry where sort of storytelling, atmosphere,
yes.
and
yeah.
game design really came on. And this is probably one of the games that started that. So it looks bad in hindsight, not bad, but it looks poorer in hindsight because of the thing it started, I guess.
Audio diaries and whatnot as well.
Yeah, exactly. And not to go off on too much of a tangent, but I listened to that second Jason Schreier book about the games industry, because he's got
two.
We were
talking about that today as well, actually.
And,
And
the second one, he talks a lot about the production of BioShock and how, and then eventually BioShock like 2 and Infinite, but obviously just how Ken Levine would just like make them work for months and then just bin it all completely off. So what we ended up with BioShock was actually a game that went through a lot of development hell, and that is, and they all expected it to come out and just get absolutely panned, and then the complete opposite happened, from what I remember.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
And I remember the big thing just being that intro and them saying, "Oh, look at the water physics! Look at the physics of the water and the plane crash!" And it was like at the time, kind of groundbreaking.
For me, my big sort of standout memory of that game was in your sort of like first few encounters of the Big Daddy. Because they were so terrifying and so intimidating. Yep. I remember like the first time you were sort of forced to take one on, just coming out of that fight just in bits. Like, I was just like, you felt like you were just like hobbling out on crutches, every bone was broken, and you just sort of got out there by the skin of your teeth. And that's sort of my takeaway memory of that, playing that game the first time, is just that like, it, the encounters just felt like lethal in a way that you only entered them if you absolutely had to. Whereas now you see, it seems like it just feels like a run and gun shooter by comparison to my memory of it.
I think the opening of that game is still amongst the best that's ever been in the medium.
It's up there.
It's that the twist. And the would you kindly remembers.
The would you kindly twist.
The reveal,
fantastic. Yeah,
it's just the end boss fight that kind of dampens a lot of the experience when people look back on it, because that's the last thing you do. It's the, you know, it's the final memory of the game, but it's it is a lot more than that.
Yeah, fully agree with that. It's my pick, isn't it?
Yep. Last pick of round one.
Which means I'm going to have to pick the orange box.
I actually reckon you may have the highest scorer there.
See, I saw that, and it's funny because it's like, this is an odd one because it's a collection of games. And I was even going to raise before, I was like, are we allowing this? Because I think this is just such a...
So I've got...
I would allow it. I would have picked it.
Otherwise. Yeah, I'm not against allowing it. I just thought when we look at everything we've picked, even in the past, I don't think we've ever had a game like this that is just a collection of games. No.
Yeah. I mean, as we're going through the 2007 list, which I've got on my list, there are singulars of these games that were also released.
So yeah, and are we allowed to still pick those?
I've got them.
Yeah, because
I went on the assumption that if they were on the list, they were pickable.
Fair. Yeah, because I had Orange Box, and then I've also got other ones, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good
choice. But it was a game that was released. I mean, the games were not available on these platforms singularly. And of course, Portal was only available on PC.
That's right.
Outside of the Orange Box. It is an absolutely ridiculous collection of games. I never really got into Team Fortress 2. I played it only a handful of times, but with Half-Life 2 and Portal on there.
Do you not think it sort of had its lunch eaten by the birth of like the modern Call of Duty games?
No, because like, it's still massive, isn't it? Team Fortress 2.
No, it is still massive, but when I'm talking about like how I mean, it was never massive on the level of Call of Duty. I think it was
massive in
terms of like team TDM shooters. But what I'm getting at with that is that what I played of it during this year, actually, leveling up in online shooters was about to undergo a revolution, should we say, to which it's never let back. And actually, I think as good as Team Fortress is, I think in terms of the level up and progression thing, it lacks that. That what a Call of Duty has and what games that are online multiplayer games have subsequently.
Yeah, I would say that is true, but I think Team Fortress 2 has more of a finger in the pie of the hero shooter, which it has basically been the catalyst for, and it's
for Overwatch and stuff now. Yeah,
which also has no leveling up and progression, or at least it didn't.
I mean, I take your point to an extent, but and you are correct. But it is, to an extent, tenuous to say it's the catalyst of a hero shooter, which is the revolution that took place a decade sort of after it came out. Like, because I wouldn't say the hero shooter thing really took hold until Overwatch.
Maybe the progenitor then. Let's put it that way. Because if you think back to the memes of like the different classes in the game and whatever, that I think was...
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just sort
just
of nitpicking.
Just a thought, yeah.
To an extent.
I just think I was too far removed from it to really appreciate what it was doing. I played it and didn't really understand what it was doing. As you say, it didn't have this progression that Call of Duty did, didn't have the ease of use of Call of Duty in terms of like, I don't have to pick a class, I just shoot stuff.
Yeah.
So perhaps I was not really prepared for what it was trying to make me do in a way that I would be if it had just come out now. I don't know.
I think also, maybe to be fair to you, it's a game that is still big on PC.
Yeah.
I don't know if it ever really found an audience.
I don't know either.
On console.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right, though. PC is where it lived and has, always been.
Has biggest. Continued to live and continues to get updates. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm last now, aren't I?
Yeah. Does that mean I'm back up again?
Yes. I am
Or does or no. have we been doing it?
Sorry. Who went second? Kelsey was second.
I get shunted up to first now, so it's my pick. Yeah,
David's second. I'm third.
The old shunt.
Let's go for
what
Halo.
A shunt you are.
Go for Halo 3, you bunch
Halo,
of shunts.
Halo, what the fuck? I 2007.
Yeah.
We haven't got an anniversary for that coming up, but I really want to play Halo 3 again because I have fond memories of it being like the best Halo.
Yeah, it probably is. Like, obviously,
happy to play that. Everyone doesn't have to have an anniversary.
Yeah, everyone always talks about playing multiplayer of Halo 2 and stuff like that, and the revolutionary nature of the first one. But I don't know, the third one is a really good complete package and
finished the fight, didn't he?
Yeah,
old Master Chief for the first time before he had to finish it again.
I just remember it running amazingly well and feeling so next gen and advanced, you know, on the 360 at the time.
Do you think? I remember being quite underwhelmed by it graphically. I remember this kind of still felt to me like we were in early 360 era where like games like Condemned were coming out and they just kind of looked like an Xbox game in
yeah
high def.
I mean, I don't know
and
what
I
else
thinking, oh, this game doesn't look all as amazing as I expected.
Yeah, but I don't know what else I'd put like what else I'd say was blowing me away. I mean, I'm sure there are some, I just can't think of them at the moment, but I remember being blown away by how it looked, and I don't know if I was just so hyped and caught up. I remember it was one of the games that I would have blown like some of my student loan money on and stuff like that. And yeah, and a friend of mine was also obsessed with it, and this is coming off the back of really loving Gears of War as well, and it was the thing I sort of moved on to after that first year of Gears of War. I think Halo 3 came out like almost exactly a year later or just under. So loads of
I remember the TV ads for Halo 3 being next level.
Didn't it have that thing where he threw the shield grenade thing?
Oh,
yeah.
He like sort of puts his fist into the ground,
yeah,
doesn't it?
That's it. That's
was it Halo 3 that had the... Or was it maybe 4? It had the adverts where it was like someone walking through a museum.
I don't know.
Like, yeah,
it's not ringing about
memories of that.
They obviously the fucking dual scarab fight is iconic in this game, and I want to play that again. I want to experience it again. It's obviously not iconic enough for anyone to remember it. Or at least
I was just looking for this this thing that David was talking about. Halo 3.
I was actually thinking about looking it up, but I thought no, that'll derail the podcast. Yeah. So I'll just look it up a moment.
But yes, Halo 3. That's my pick.
And then.
Good shot.
Great pick.
Yeah, really good. Two really strong ones there.
Well, annoyingly, that was going to be my pick. So I think what I'm going to go for next is I'm going to do the old other side of the fence pick and go for God of War 2.
Ah, you fucking
good shout. Probably, very good shout.
We've done quite well.
I think it will have done, which is mad considering, you know, some of these picks now have clearly shown how Xbox 360 was kicking fully into gear now.
It was
now.
Kicking. It was, yeah.
And this is a PS2 game.
Yeah, people call it one of the best games on PS2, this. Like, that's.
I think my introduction to God of War was 3, so I'm not sure I've ever played this. Entirely.
I've never finished it because I bought it and then just was too excited by Xbox 360 to care.
Yeah,
just like, fuck this old machine. Get out of here.
Doesn't he? I'm pretty sure there's a bit in this where he like murders his family or something like that.
Is this the one where he does that?
I think so. Or is that God of War 3? I don't know. I'm sure it's
this
one.
I remember finishing God of War 3 and there's like when, sure it's 3, yeah, at the end you sort of go through this bit and he talks about facing all his demons and stuff like that and you're encountered by him murdering his family. And I didn't know when that happened, obviously, because 3 was my first. And then in 3, there was a mini game as well where you could just go and have sex with someone in a room.
That was in the first one as well. You pressed the
was
circle
it?
Button to
awesome.
Thrust, I guess.
That is extremely 2007.
Yeah. Is it still David Jaffe then doing all these games? Did he was doing God of War 2 and
must
3?
Must have been. Right?
Yeah. I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Corey Barlog's been involved in them all, right? But he maybe wasn't the lead that Jaffe was. Mm. I would think.
Yeah, because I'm sure I've heard him talk about the sex mini games or something, and because people have given him shit for it, and he's like, I don't know, he defends it in his way. He defends it. He's like, no, you know, it's they're consensual and stuff like this, and it's like, yeah, I guess he's right.
Yeah, they don't seem to be protesting. It's not exactly like you've got to hammer the circle button like it's some kind of like arm wrestle. It's just a simple tap. It's a gentle thrusting, you know?
You could catch STDs in Fable around this era, so I don't know.
Could you really?
Man
alive.
Did that manifest itself in a way? Like,
no,
visibly?
I didn't do anything. Yeah. It was just a menu item that I noticed. It just like, yeah, you've got six STDs.
Oh, they should add that. If they ever do a Rogue Legacy 3, that should be one of your things for your
has
descendants.
STDs.
Yeah, and he's just like to stop and scratch his balls to get the crabs out every now and again. Well, that's all of my top six games except for one that have gone. So the only one left for me to pick from those is Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Someone I've been waiting for that to go. It's been sitting on the shelf too long.
Yeah. Did you... who actually played this, like, at the time online?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember playing online until World at War.
Yep.
And then going back to play this afterwards.
Big into this game. Yeah, this is the one, like, we're talking about, like, you shoot a gun and you level up your guns and character and... Every time you do something, every time you turn a corner.
Oh, you just gave me the, you know, when like the serotonin hit, like just by doing that. Oh, brilliant.
Did anyone play it when they sort of redid this? Was it remastered? Was it Modern Warfare remastered? And then did you go back and do it again?
I kind of bounced off it, unfortunately.
Yeah, me too. I did enjoy it.
I really
for a while,
wanted to like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of bounced off, tried the I'm waiting for my Call of Duty Modern Warfare was Modern Warfare 2, where they introduced Spec Ops. Like, to this day, I will talk about Spec Ops to anyone. Absolutely love that mode. But yeah, I guess Modern Warfare didn't have that, did it?
No. I actually did play a bit of Call of Duty 3 online as well before I jumped into
it. Did you find it?
Probably terrible, I'd imagine. Yeah,
rough, probably.
Mm. Yeah. But World at War was my jam. That's the one I really got my teeth into.
That was a great one. Really good.
Yeah.
We used to play, because you could do custom game modes in that game, I'm fairly sure, and my friends and I would sort of drop us in a map, would turn off all maps and like any kind of radar, which was unusual for those types of game, and just sort of creep around.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That sounds far more enjoyable, to be honest, than the, you know, the lightning pace of Call of Duty.
The Bart Simpson playing that, what's that game, Alex, you'll know, but he ends up getting a golf game.
You mean Bone Storm?
Yeah. That's what Call of Duty always reminds me of.
Buy me Modern Warfare or go to hell. Yeah, that's the six, I'm sure, the six highest scorers of the year. I can't see anything in my list that I reckon is going to trouble those six. It's the rest of it that's the problem, right?
Mm. Like, I don't know. I mean,
eight, yeah. I reckon.
There is one that none of us have said that I think could easily challenge everything that we've picked.
Aren't you going first now, Squire?
It's David.
No. Oh, okay.
I was first last time.
Okay, I'm
Do you know what?
Now,
I think this is a safe pick. I'm going to go Forza 2.
It's on
it's
my
not
list.
Not even in my list, that.
It's on mine. You've picked it.
I should have left it.
Is this Forza Motorsport 2, yeah?
Yeah. Because this is where it just... I put it on my list because of the meme of Halo, Gears and Forza, you know, being the heavy hitters for Xbox. I was like, surely that is a... You know, that's a good one because it's by turn 10. It's, you know, there.
Yeah.
I guess it has a pretty much direct rival game out this year as well that potentially will be brought up later.
Oh, I've maybe missed that off my list.
I just don't know. Games like Forza Motorsport and all that, I know are revered and, you know, were liked and did well because they've kept making them. But if you asked me to actually tell you what number it's going to be, I couldn't guess. Probably 90 something. Is it though? I don't know.
I don't know. Did it?
I'm quite surprised. Kelsey, do you think the Game Pass has affected this sort of lack of dialogue around the most recent Forza? It just seems to have come and gone.
You're absolutely right about that. You are right about that.
It's really weird. I mean, like, but even Forza Horizon 5, the one previously, which did get amazing reviews as well, and everyone loved it. But still loads of people wouldn't play it because it's on Xbox and people don't. It didn't get a Game of the Year nomination either. And then this recent Forza, I think it launched with quite a few technical issues. I don't think it's anything to do with Game Pass because it has... I saw online like the hardcores criticizing it and saying that it's doing things that's probably trying to appeal to a more mass audience, and thus it annoyed their core fan base. So it's kind of come and gone, I think, maybe because it looks fantastic and it looks really pretty. And I've played it for a bit, but I think...
I played it a little bit, yeah.
It's just not got that lasting appeal that they kind of wanted it to have. Just, and then the hardcores have been
off. I hope you're right with that, because I've just over the last couple of months been thinking about Game Pass quite a lot, and I'm becoming increasingly concerned about the sort of pick-up-and-play nature that it perhaps encourages and lacks... It lacks in... I don't even know if this is true. This is why I'm thinking about it or not. I feel like there's a certain aspect of it may discourage in sort of investment in a game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Do you mean player investment in it?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's easy. Because, like, if I had paid 40, 50 quid for Forza, I definitely would have played it more than I have.
Yeah.
And it's just a sort of... was able to pick it up, play it, and thought, I'm just not feeling it right now, and I just moved on and just forgot about it. And it wasn't even that I didn't enjoy it or didn't think it was bad. I didn't have any sort of technical issues that the hardcore community seemed to have had. It just didn't grab me, and then I just bounced off and did something else.
Would you say Microsoft would prefer that over the developers of the game? Like, Microsoft probably think, oh, people just bounce around every game on this Microsoft, service. It's so good.
Microsoft don't care.
Yeah, I think they're looking at how many games people are playing.
And that's what I was going to say, because on the flip side is I might invest my time less in one game, but I'm playing more games than ever before, and that also puts me in a position where games have left Game Pass and I have bought them, and I don't know if I would have done that before if I hadn't got to try it out or test it. And but Xbox have this thing obviously where all their first party stays on Game Pass, and maybe that's damaging in the long term, but I think maybe for third party it's all right, because you may otherwise try a game you would have never bought, especially in
I've had that.
Especially indie games as well, but even like Forza, like I don't think I would have bought Forza, so I played it because I've been able to play it because it's on Game Pass, and I can appreciate aspects that I would have never otherwise potentially seen. So
you're totally right.
It's so difficult. And Microsoft don't care, they just want you playing. They don't care if you play for an hour 100 different games for an hour or one game, you know, for whatever. They just want you subscribed. So and they can.
The happy flip of that is I'm not sure I would have played Cocoon if it wasn't on Game Pass.
Same.
That's one of my favorite games this year.
I still need to play that before the end of the year.
You do. You will be into it. It is a game you will like.
It's you, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, it's just really tough. There's nothing that stands out to me as a guaranteed 90 anymore. But what I am going to hope gets pretty close, and this is the game I alluded to, and David said basically earlier on, that suckered me into buying it, that I really do not like, is The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass. Which...
Is this the one? You didn't like it?
I do not like it. I don't like the DS Zelda games at all. I think people really got into the control schemes of these games in a way that I cannot deal with. Yeah. The whole game is top down and it's all drawing with a stylus and swiping it to do sort of things.
It's the only... I have ex-girlfriends that were very much into this era of Zelda that didn't play any other games. It's really odd.
I mean, as a continuation of Toon Link, really up for that. If they want to bring this out on the Switch and make me able to play without touching the screen, I would give it another proper go. But I just couldn't get into it for that reason. And I don't like the central... There's like a central dungeon in this game that you basically return to after every single like other dungeon, and you come back and go further into it. And there's like these unkillable knights that sort of chase you around it. I wasn't big on that either. I think history or revisionism has made people think that Spirit Tracks is maybe the better of the two games, but I've tried both of them and I just couldn't get on with them. But I still think I tried it because I would have played it anyway because it's Zelda, but these games got big scores from Nintendo magazines, that's for sure. We'll find out. Well, I said that last time around and I absolutely wet myself.
Yeah, that is true.
I think it's a safe pick.
I think it's safe. That's a good way of putting it. Whether it's going to be earth shattering is another matter.
I think I'm up next, right?
No, it's me
Kelsey's
now.
Kelsey's the last one for round three, and then we're on to the year.
I'm going to go for a potentially earth-shattering game, one that's going to shatter your eardrums, and that is Rock Band.
Oh! Again, another one that has a direct competitor this year.
Yeah, the competitor, I think, is on my backups. Yes, it is. Slight spoiler there, but I've got loads of backups. Yeah, Rock Band. I never owned it, played it around a friend's house a few times, but I'm sure I remember it being lauded and revered. Because isn't it the original Guitar Hero team? Didn't they move on to do Rock Band?
I think you're correct, but yeah, I am not an authority on.
Yeah, I don't want to
this series
say whether I know think that you're or not. Right. But this is the one that obviously had the drums and the vocals, right?
It is, yeah.
So I think
it was it not a sort of like Champ Man, Football Manager?
Yeah, thing? Maybe. It was Harmonix and who's the other team?
I was going to say Neversoft. Is it Neversoft? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think you're right.
We will answer that question when we look at the the scores later on. We're on to round four now, which means I get to go first. And again, I'm struggling. There's a couple of Nintendo games I'm going to touch.
Oh, come on. There's some big ones here. Yet. You've got some solid, I think, loads of comfortable ones left.
I'm not as comfortable as you think I should be. I don't know what it is that I'm missing here. I am going to go for... Oh, God. I've got so much Nintendo in here already.
That's what she said.
Fuck it. I'll do it because I like the game. And I think as an example of what the Wii could do at the time, I think this was the best it had in terms of like coming through on that promise of using the Wii remote in ways to make tried and tested genres feel fresh. And this was by far the best example of that. So I'm going to go for Metroid Prime 3 Corruption.
He's done it. Yeah, that's on my list.
A game I really like. Not as much as the original, but far more than the second one.
Well, like you sort of said, it's just it was so solid for being, because the Wii obviously sometimes gets made fun of. And I think this is just one of the games. It's like, no, this isn't just for children and grandparents. Mm. Like, this is a really good game, and they made good use of the Wiimote.
Yeah, Red Steel was like the, you know, the poster child for when it first came out of like, oh, this game allows you to use guns with, you know, by pointing at stuff, and Red Steel was just a bit shit.
Yeah.
I listened to another podcast, The Back Page, and the guy, Matthew Castle, on there, as when he was working at Nintendo Magazines, famously gave that, like, some score in the high 90s and, like, has come to, like, live out the rest of his career in huge regret of that score because he gets, like, shit on for it all the time.
Yeah.
So, Metroid Prime 3 is a far better use of the Wii remote to aim and shoot and stuff than that game ever was. Underrated, weirdly.
Yeah, I think so. Echoes is the one that I think everyone probably talks about.
I don't know. I think that's the least.
Is it?
Like, yeah, because of the darkness, the dark world mechanics where you took damage constantly while you're in it. It's just a little bit too unforgiving.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The first one, I think, is one everyone absolutely loves.
Yeah.
Three was just kind of like a bit. It was just like another one of those games, but with slightly more fresh controls, but I don't know if it blew anybody away, but I'm pretty sure it's got really solid high 80 scores, so that'll do.
Right, so it is me, I believe. Yeah, because I've gone from last to second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for Assassin's Creed.
Well, it's on my list.
Oh, you see, that's not on my list because I probably just ignored it because I hate it and wasn't sure if that one actually scored that well and whether Assassin's Creed 2 is the one that everyone went crazy for.
You're probably right. Assassin's Creed 2 for me is the one that is actually really good. But I think the first three, well, no, because Assassin's Creed 3 wasn't the third game. It was like the seventh. Assassin's Creed 1, 2, and whatever they did after that. Because then they went into a trilogy of Ezio. It was Ezio 2, right? There was like an Ezio trilogy. And I think Ezio is Assassin's Creed 2, and then there's two other Ezio ones. Like
Brotherhood, is that one of them?
Brotherhood, Revelations. And I'm trying to think if there's another one. But yeah. I was a big fan of Assassin's Creed back in the day.
I mean, I remember Assassin's...
It's not the good one.
No, I remember it got so hyped. Like, it was... The adverts for this were everywhere of that, you know, that twat jumping in hay and stuff off the top of churches. And I remember falling for the hype. But I don't... I'd be surprised if this has, you know, over 85.
I'm kind of the same as you. I remember I've probably played it for like 3 hours when it came out and then never went back to it until years later. But I don't know. I just have a feeling it must have done well and reviewed well. Otherwise, we wouldn't be 50 games into it. I don't know. I feel like...
Yeah.
There's another one on here where the sequel is better, but I still think the first one would have scored high as well. So there's potentially...
I know that game. Yeah. I think I do anyway. Maybe David's going to pick it right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to pick a game I don't think any of you are expecting, but...
Already?
I want to... I just want to get out of the way because it's been staring at me.
Okay.
and I'm basing this on... So if we get to the end of this and it is scored like a 69 on Metacritic, I'm basing this on... this 2006, 7, 8 era was sort of the year I was discovering podcasts. And I remember listening to the GameSpot UK podcast during this year and when this game came out, and they were utterly obsessed with Peggle. Yeah. So I'm going to
David, I nearly picked it. I nearly picked it, but I just... Because of memes. And then, just of memes, really.
Yeah. Well, from a personal perspective, that music that it plays once you clear the board. Like, I don't know if I've ever grinned at a game quite as much as I've grinned.
It's quite glorious, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
unless
I'm going out on a limb here.
Let's all just take a minute to just remember that guy at E3 that shouted Peggle 2 and did that little jump. Because... I can see him doing it right now. It's so shit. I love it so much. That E3 will never be that ever again. And we should cherish shit like that.
Yeah.
Peggle 2! So underwhelming. Like, yeah, cool. Peggle 2. Oh, God. Round 5. Let's fucking do it. And then I need to go for a wee-wee.
Okay. I'm going to pick one of my more unsure ones, but I hear rumours that it was... Lots of people liked it, and that's Crysis.
Mm. That was somewhere in my... I've separated my lists, like, I've got 10, a 10, and then just the rest.
Yeah.
This is in my my rest.
Yeah.
But I think if you're looking at PC stuff, that's probably scored quite highly.
I feel dirty. It's my shot, isn't it?
Yep.
Can I be dirty and pick Portal? Is that allowed?
I had it, so I was going to pick it probably if you didn't.
Yeah, it came out on PC, so yeah.
David's picked it twice today.
Portal, please. Yeah, that's why I was feeling dirty. Awesome game.
Of course. Spoken about
I actually think so. Like, Portal 2 is obviously the better game, but I think we spoke about this because did we do Portal 2 for a podcast?
Yes.
The humor did not land with me second time round.
I was really upset to hear that.
It did the first, yeah. Portal's a simpler version of this because it's like a cutback for obvious reasons. So, yeah, it's a cool game. Still worth playing.
Oh, yeah. No, if people listening to this haven't played Portal.
Yeah, it was very unlike anything I'd played in 2007 when I remember playing it in the Orange Box. Because I was used to just shooting things or playing Tiger Woods or FIFA. Like, it had a gun, but you didn't actually go around killing things. Unusual for a first person.
I remember showing my dad this and be like, it's going to blow your mind, mate. Look at this.
is his mind still blown? Has it recovered?
Not sure. combine that with his aging. It'd be hard to tell now whether, you know, started it. Father Time or the portal gun. Who knows what caused that mental slowdown? Okay, I'll do it. I'll go Mass Effect.
What's he going to do?
Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. That would have definitely been on my list. I've completely missed that. I have shat to the bed.
That's the one where I'm saying...
the first one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the second one's the highly rated, but did the first one just... Nobody knew any better when it came out, so they would have scored that high as well.
I loved the first one. I'm a massive... The three is the... I was going to say it's the black sheep of the family. It is not in that series. It is not the black sheep. It is...
Andromeda is, yeah.
Mass Effect's the second best game in that series.
Yes. Round 6. We're over the halfway stage. Yeah, exactly. David, you're up.
I'm up. Okay. I am going to go for Skate.
Ooh. Okay.
I missed that. Completely missed
that
it.
That was in my rest.
I think that'll be a solid mid-80s. I've got a good feeling for that.
Yeah, because I saw the Tony Hawk's game on this year, and that was Proving Ground, and I don't think anybody...
Which was actually not bad.
Was it?
I'll tell you.
I don't think I ever played it. I think Skate...
I think maybe the critics would say otherwise, yeah. But I remember playing it at the time thinking, this is all right.
Fair.
No, do you know what? Maybe I'm not remembering. I think in my head, Project
Project 8 is good.
The one that they tried to copy Skate.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Project 8 is the one I think. And then I was trying to think, another one I played post-Skate was Downhill Jam, must be coming up soon on one of these lists.
Yeah, it's a couple of years' time.
I thought that was quite fun as well.
That wasn't the Wii one, was it? With the board?
Don't think so.
No, that was Ride, wasn't it?
No,
that was Ride, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't get me telling you that Ride is good.
Right, it's you, Alex.
Okay, still struggling here.
None of us have whapped out the old sports games.
Oh yeah, I ignored all of those for this year.
I've got a couple on here that I'm peering at furtively.
Risky in a year like this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a PC game that I'm tempted by, but I don't know if I'm just ready to do that yet. So what I'm going to do instead is take a punt on what I think was probably the PS3 game of note in the year, and that is Uncharted Drake's Fortune.
Ah, you bastard.
Which is obviously the worst, but
would
have scored, I reckon, decent.
You've got to think so. You've got to think so.
That was probably going to be my next pick. Swiped.
Swiped, indeed. Just like Drake would, a treasure chest full of jewels and stuff.
What a series that turned into. What a series.
Yeah. You have to go a long way to tell me that 4 isn't the best, though, I reckon.
Well, I was actually thinking there, is this, like, if you set aside the PSP ones and that weird card game that came out, like, if you just take the mainline games, is this one of the few series that has maybe got ever so slightly better every single game?
I think it's like a retrospective view that, yes, 3 is actually better than 2, but people didn't seem to think so at the time, from what I recall.
I remember, that was the one I was not sure about. I remember, I think if you'd asked me at the time, I would have said 2 better than 3, but now I might say 3 over 2.
Yeah. It was less impactful, but probably improved in little areas that don't make for a fancy review chat. Right, Kelsey, rounding out round 6.
Yeah, I took my pick, so I'm going to have to go in a different direction, and I'm going to go for The Witcher.
Oh, okay.
That is on my...
The Witcher.
It's on our list of mine. Yeah, it's on here, but it wasn't high up there.
That was not the PC game I was referring to.
That, I thought it would be when you said PC game. Mm. So yeah, this is from my backups now. The Witcher.
Okay.
Well, I have one more of my main picks, but I don't know. I'm unsure about it, I think.
I would suggest Witcher's probably got a story that's strong enough, and it will have that Mass Effect effect of being something we didn't know any better than at the time, whereas now
you
could look at Witcher now and think it's disgusting, but at the time I'm sure people thought it was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Am I first now? That was me second. Wasn't it? You went first, so I'm first. Okay. Oh, there's some spicy ones now. We're getting into the spicy backups that I'm just... I'm certain we'll be scoring well, but I feel like there's a good pick somewhere that will be unearthed without us realizing it was going to be that great. And for me, I'm going to have a little poke at see if I think I can unearth that with Lost Odyssey.
Oh, okay.
I know nothing about that game, I don't think.
That is a game I wish you were into the JRPG genre enough for us to cover it on the pod, and if we had enough time in our lives to cover it, because it's backwards compatible on Series X, all boosted and lovely, and supposedly very, very good from one of the Final Fantasy guys.
I'll write it under Run Lola Run to look
at it. Okay. I think I need to watch Run Lola Run again, I think.
Yeah, well, I think I need to, because I've totally forgotten everything about...
Lots of red.
Being a nearer checkout at some point running.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's only like 90 minutes long as well, so you can smash straight through it. Right, it's me second. I might be about to shoot myself in the foot with this. but I'm going to do it.
SmackDown British Raw.
No, ain't touching that. Ain't touching that with a kendo stick. Let's go for... I'm going to go for Crackdown. Hey, am I smoking crack?
The old Halo demo seller.
Yeah, but still a really good game once we all realised there was two, you know, there's another part of that demo disc, which was an actual game.
Yeah. I remember it was like, yeah, they got it because it had a demo on it, and they were like, oh, actually, this is good.
Yeah, I loved Crackdown so much.
Collecting the orbs was so fun.
Yeah. Climbing up the way to the top of that agency tower or whatever it is. Just like classic gaming moment. Yeah, really great game.
It's me, isn't it?
Yeah, boy.
I've got a feeling this is either bitten me or Kelsey in the backside before, but I'm doing it again. Ratchet and Clank, Tools of Destruction.
Wow.
So I've not played that, but I think memory serves that is a well-remembered one.
Is that the first one on PS3?
Yeah, I believe so. Because I've got another one on my list, which is Size Matters, but I think that's PSP.
Yes, that is PSP.
Yeah.
Well, didn't expect Ratchet and Clank to come up in this one, that's for sure. Kelsey is first for round 8.
I've got a PSP game that I could pick.
Have you now?
But...
big old PSP game.
Yeah, I don't know if, again... it's not one that I've played, and it's one that has had a sort of resurgence this year because of re-release. I'm giving it away, really, but...
Monster Hunter?
No.
I'm trying to think of even
PSP. I've got nothing PSP on my list either, yeah.
PSP had started to slow down by now, I think. Had a good first couple of years. Okay, and instead, I'm going to pick... No, this is difficult now.
It's on my list. I think
the PSP one?
On my list, so I'm not talking about it, yeah.
Fuck it, maybe. No, I'm going to pick it. Final Fantasy Crisis Core.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
Shit!
Wasn't it?
Oh, no.
Come on. It's a JRPG. David's not going to even put it on his radar.
Yeah, I didn't even think.
Is this the 7, like, thing?
I think so, yeah. The front cover's got Cloud with his giant sword.
That's right.
But it got re-released this year, right? Didn't it? For PS5 or something? Sure. Some port or something. Don't think I'm making that up.
Wow, Final Fantasy Crisis Core.
I might have absolutely fucked myself there, but...
I don't think so. But that versus Lost Odyssey will be interesting.
Yeah.
There's some shit calling to me that I'm going to... I need to keep my hands away from. But it's David's go anyway, but there's some sensible stuff, I think, and then there's some dumb stuff, and I don't want to lose again.
Well, the interests of camaraderie, I'm going to pick my PSP game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is it?
Patapon.
I don't think I even saw that.
I think that would have had like proper hipster scores from...
I think that is going to get the old Greg Miller PlayStation bump. He's obsessed with that game.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, some of these consoles, you know, that were struggling in this era, you know, the people who champion it, especially in like first party magazines and stuff, really had to pump them all up. It's the effective Nintendo bump just for, you know, the ailing PSP. Like, please play it. There's some good stuff on it. I might have to do something with Cars in it.
When did that movie come out?
Well, Cars.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it previously. I think it's already been
passed
and gone.
It.
I'm going to go... Okay. I'm going to go for Colin McRae Dirt.
Okay.
What a game. Very nearly
Dirt,
went for something Dirt else.
Dirt 2's the one, but the Colin McRae Dirt... Oh, the Dirt series was so good.
Yep.
Just the Colin McRae series, actually.
Yeah.
Great.
Right, we're into round 9. 2 rounds to go. 6 games left to be picked. And I am second, which means that David is first.
I mean, there's a Nintendo game here that... I'm surprised hasn't been picked yet because it's just had a remake and I'm wondering why it's not been picked, which is making me scared of it. But it was good enough to warrant a remake. So it must have been popular.
Go on.
So I'm going to pick Professor Layton Curious Village because I'm too scared of it.
Okay, so, right. So this is, has this had a remake? What? It's being
Professor Layton. No,
it's being brought back again. Now, there's two Professor Layton games you will find on the Wikipedia Category 2007 games page, one of which, the sequel to this, did not come out on these shores until 2009. Which makes
so should I not?
No, this one is fine. Back to my old... This one is fine. Okay. I think Curious Village, we got it. Obviously, we got it 2008, but it came out in Japan in that year. So that's
I would be happy to just unpick it and go for the game that I was scared of.
Well, see, I had both of the games as potential picks, but neither of them came out. Neither of the review scores that we would be reading for it. That would contribute to the Metacritic score would have been from the year 2007, but I don't know how we play that. We've kind of done it that way before, and eventually,
what is our rule that it comes out in the UK?
No, we've ignored that before, so okay. It should therefore
fly
again.
If it's
again.
On the list, it's fair game.
Yeah, fair
would be my.
I fucking love Professor Layton, by the way. That game's great. Sequel's yep. great.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely games.
Okay, so I'm going to pick what I presume is an expansion for a big game. Not a game that I play, but I just presume everyone loves it and it gets rated high. And that's World of Warcraft, Burning Crusade.
Okay.
Because this, the reason is because, so 2007, so I have a couple of friends who were deeply, deeply into World of Warcraft at this point. And for probably a couple of years after, so I don't think it had fallen off and sort of just, you know, fallen to a hardcore group. I still think there was a wider appeal. So, yeah, I saw the expansion.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah, I think it's still right.
This is age, you think 2007, you think, oh, it's not like that long ago. No, it's ages ago. It's,
yeah.
I think it was still riding high at this point.
This is where I either play head or heart. And obviously last episode, heart hurt me, so I should really go in my head here. So I will. And I'm going to go for... I don't even like saying it out loud. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2. Because I'm pretty sure we've had a game like that score really well in the last one or two.
Yeah, you might be right. I liked Advanced Warfighter. I think I got about 3/4 of the way through that game, and then I got a bug in which, when I was prone... Every time I push forward on the D-pad, he would float forward like Jesus in the T position and just get shot every time you were trying to be stealthy. So I had to stop playing.
I can't see it on any of our previous ones. Maybe we didn't actually pick it. We just
what, Tom Clancy?
Saw that it had a... Yeah.
Did we just speak about it?
Perhaps? No, I picked Splinter Cell, I remember, way back.
Someone picked a Rainbow Six Vegas last time, which got 88. No,
maybe I didn't pick Splinter Cell.
That sounds like a game I would go for. Did I pick it?
I picked Ghost Recon, someone else, and Alex picked Splinter Cell. No, huh? David did. David picked Splinter Cell.
You picked
Cell
Ghost Recon?
I picked Ghost Recon in 2001.
Oh.
And then David picked...
Oh, yeah. The okay, right. Not Graw, just Gr. Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm happy with that pick, but there we go. It's locked in now. Nothing I can do about it. As we hit the final round.
I think all of our round 9 picks there are quite interesting.
Yes.
I'm not fully feeling overly confident on any of those.
So, I've got like a couple of big franchise players that I'm not sure about, and I think are both sequels to superior games, but again, I feel like they might have still just scored high. So I could pick a safe franchise, or I could go with, well, the other one is a franchise, but just I would guess not as popular, and it's not a game that I've played, but the other two I have. I'm in a bit of a pickle.
It's a tough old choice.
Or I could pick a sports game, but again, that's a risk.
I think it becomes increasingly risky as we move into the modern era.
I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to go with the flashing red alarm at me, and that's Command and Conquer Tiberian Wars.
Okay.
And I think I'm just, my gut is telling me, think about previous Command and Conquers, and think about when you picked Civilization and these games that just loads of people love, even if you don't.
Yeah, that's something I still ignored this time around. I am going to go for Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock.
That was also, that's a good choice. Also there.
That's a last-minute great choice.
I've restrained myself from picking some fucking mental shit to pick that, so I hope that pays off for me.
The only risk there is if Guitar Hero came out after Rock Band.
Yeah. I think people think it's the best one, though.
I think they do.
Whether they did at the time.
I imagine it's... I think it did well, but I just think... I don't know. I think people just went nuts for Rock Band because it had all the extra instruments.
Yeah. David, see us home.
Yeah.
My pick here would have been Team Fortress, but I can't pick it because I can't have three of my 10 picks essentially being under one package. So I'm not picking it. But
you're free to show your working now. No one else can pick, so...
Yeah, exactly. Which is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So that would have been my pick, but I'm not doing it because this is that doesn't feel like in the spirit of this game. The other ones I'm looking at and thinking of, just to sort of the fun bit about being able to show my working right now, is Super Paper Mario, because obviously there's been the remake this year. Yeah. I feel like that is a closet popular game.
I like it, but it's coming after Thousand Year Door, which is...
Is that the Mario RPG?
Oh shit! I'm gonna stop talking.
Yeah,
just let him say stuff, Alex. Let him hang himself.
Yeah. No, keep it coming. Stalker Shadow of
Chernobyl. Yeah, that's the PC game I was talking about. That's the PC game I was talking about.
Both of these were going to potentially be my final pick, and there's one more, I wonder if you're going to say it.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those two. The other one is staring at me for some reason, and I don't think it's reviewed well, so I'm not picking it as Overlord. I remember liking that game.
Oh, I remember seeing that game everywhere.
But I'm not picking that game. Manhunt 2, I don't think reviewed well. There's a game, Burnout Dominator, I have on my list. I don't even know what that is. So I can't pick that.
I don't know what that is.
Might be a mobile game, because there's quite a few of them on here for this year.
Maybe.
And I am so detached from sort of the Japanese video game scene, especially during this era, that I cannot pick Beautiful Katamari because I don't know how that was received.
I don't know either.
So I'm going to go for Super Paper Mario.
Oh, okay. The Wii debut. It has some really cool ideas in it, actually.
Yeah, when I was saying franchise players, it was that and Sonic Rush Adventure. And I love Sonic Rush.
Well, that wasn't my list.
I love Sonic Rush. And I do have Sonic Rush Adventure as well. I think they're both solid, but I have no idea how that second one reviewed.
One of the racing games I was alluding to is Project Gotham 4. I don't know if that was getting tired by that point.
Oh, I didn't make my list. I didn't even see it. Probably would have been made it on there. Where did they add bikes to Project Gotham? Was that 3? So maybe 4 was getting tired?
No, I think that was 4. I think that was 4, wasn't it? Yeah. But that's crazy to me, because I've not realised then, so Forza and Project Gotham both came out in this year.
That's why I said there was a competitor to Forza that year, yeah.
Because then, obviously, Microsoft must have looked at Forza, it must have done better, and then they just buried Project Gotham from here on out. So I wonder
Project Gotham Racing 4 was an 88.5, which is thus far the lowest scorer, I think, of all of them.
Yeah.
So... Okay.
Who made... Because I want to say it's not Blizzard.
No, it's the one with the little fucking pumpkin, isn't it?
I feel like it's something weather related.
Bizarre Creations.
Oh, it's not. It just began with a B.
And it had two Zs in it as well.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So,
Kelsey, digging me out there.
I had a bunch of Japanese bullshit, such as
The
World Ends With You, Odin Sphere, No More Heroes.
No More, More Heroes. Heroes
came out. That's the game you sit in a toilet, right?
Yeah, about to an save it, yeah. Fire Emblem Radiant Dawn, I think, is the Wii one. I know that's not that well sort of thought of, so that's probably a solid.
I always look at a Fire Emblem game and think, I need to pick, is this one of the ones that are good? And I'm just too, there's so many of them, and I know nothing about that series, so I'm just too scared to pick it.
Okay, No More Heroes is a 83. What else did I just say? The World Ends With You is the one that I probably would have gone for, because I'm pretty sure that was like this crazy, out of nowhere thing everyone went mad for. Let's see. 88. Oh, so I would have been
strong.
Yeah, would have been a good show.
Do you know the other one I was considering, because I think I enjoyed this. Certainly my friend Joel did. Ace Combat 6.
Is that out already at that point?
Fires of Liberation, I think my writing says.
80.
Okay. That probably would have been an okay one.
Mm. Anybody else got something silly they want to chuck out there?
I have some honourable mentions I want to get to in a minute, but can you just check what FIFA 08 got? Because that was one of the sports games.
Well, it's on my list as well. I was thinking like 82 would have been my guess for that. Because that was like just after FIFA got good.
What did you just say? Just
before. 82.
That's exactly what it got.
No way. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is a higher score than FIFA 23, FIFA 20, and FIFA 22. So, and FIFA 21. So there you go.
What about Wii Fit?
Did that come out this year? 80. Oh my goodness. I must have just 80, saw that and just thought, I've got nowhere near that.
You know what, a game I fucking love from 2007 that I reckon is like one of the most solid 7 out of 10s?
Mario Strikers Charged Football.
Probably that too, yeah. But Stranglehold.
Oh, okay.
I love Stranglehold.
John Woo's Stranglehold. Yeah.
77. What did I tell you? 7 out of 10 all the
there
way.
There you go.
Well, can you check Strikers Charge? Because obviously the GameCube one is good. This is the Wii one, and it's the one I played the most.
Hang on. Is that the Wii one, is it? Oh, the Wii one rules.
The online mode is so good. Nintendo obviously are notorious for their terrible online play. Not this one.
Yeah.
It'd chuck you straight in. You'd be playing someone straight away.
If the Dolphin emulator has got network capabilities to play that, we need to have a game, because Mario Strikers Charged is money. It's only 79 though, so it's not money in terms of a fucking video game draw.
Better than Stranglehold.
It's true.
77.
Maybe maybe we can do a triple threat plus anyone else you can draft in Mario Strikers Charged mini league.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the old YouTube channel. That would be good fun.
Oh, we talked about Stalker, didn't we?
Yeah, oh yeah, Stalker.
That's one we had all circled around. At least on my list. Me and Kelsey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on my list here.
82.
Mm. What did Ratchet & Clank Size Matters, which is the other one, that I'd put it on my list because I thought it's a PSP game, it may have scored well. Because like, I feel like there's a quite a high bottom for Ratchet & Clank
games. That's an 85. That's a good score for a PSP
a solid
game.
Yeah.
Right, let's get down to where the money is.
I have no idea which way this is going to go.
Mario Galaxy.
What's that? 99 or something stupid.
97.
Oh my goodness.
Forward start. Middle of the road start.
It's all down here from there. That's probably highest on the list.
Gotta be.
It is only one higher than the orange box, which scores a 96.
All right, wow. In its orange box. Come on. Come on.
And, I mean... I think we all 90... thought these would be the top three. It's another 96.
Oh, come on. I was expecting 91 after all that.
Wow.
Look at that for a top three.
Wow.
Come on.
Have we ever
That's
had...
That's got to be the strongest opening
I'm
we've
just,
ever had.
I'm just looking at it. I had a 75 last time. I put Yakuza before. Is 97 the highest score we've had as well?
I think we've had a 90... I don't know why I think we've had a 98.
What did GTA get?
97 we've had for Metroid Prime before. 97 we have for GTA 3 as well, yeah. And Halo. So it's the joint highest. Yeah, Mario Galaxy is the joint highest with the other two. 92 96s though, really, really good. Right, round two picks for me was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, which is 94.
Oh, strong.
Oh my god.
Very strong.
This is going to be unbeatable.
God of War 2.
David with the best PS2 game of all time, apparently.
93.
Solid.
Very solid.
And come on, Chief.
Man alive.
Come on, Chief.
These six games, honestly, boys. Ridiculous. 94 for Halo 3.
Oh, I can't believe I've got a 96 and 93 and I'm last so far.
Yeah. But only by
Madness.
2 points. 189 plays 190 and 191. That is crazy. We've surely never been that high at this point.
I don't think
surely
so.
Not. No, not even close. Right, Phantom Hourglass, you piece of garbage. Let's
Come
see.
On, Phantom Hourglass, what are you doing for us?
90!
99!
90! Three nines, got the trip nines. Fucking take that, man. David's pick for round three was Forza Motorsport 2, which gets also 90.
Wow.
This is okay. Ridiculous. No one's dipped into the 80s yet after 8 games.
Here I go.
Rocky B, 92!
No!
It's that
we
drum kit.
We have a new leader.
It's that drum kit.
What a guy. Well done.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Right, Metroid Prime 3 Corruption was my pick for round 4.
I'm now scared of my Peggle choice.
90 again.
Oh my God. I knew this would be the biggest year. This is insane.
I am gotta be dipping into the 80s now.
Peggle.
Have I let myself down?
David's
here?
Pegged himself in his orange box.
You have let yourself down by dipping into the 80s by 1 point. It's an 89.
Oh, still strong. I wouldn't have put it.
I've still got an average over 90.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah? Assassin's Creed.
Oh, come on.
This could be...
Oh, what is the... Okay, what is this? What
81, is this? Baby.
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. I think there's plenty. That's a solid score.
Lots to come.
There's plenty of time to make that up. Because surely we can't keep this pace up.
Yeah.
Like, Alex, we're running a marathon and like, all three of us have come out absolutely, like, hitting 3-minute miles. Like, we've just been smashing it.
Yeah. Be interested to see Assassin's Creed 2 next, if somebody picks that later
I'll
on.
Probably finish this game. Yeah, it will be. I'll finish this game with my highest score ever and still come last.
Oh, fucking hell, boys. Mass Effect 1 gets 91.
Oh, my God.
5 90s well in a row. Holy shit. Wow. Surely David's got one with Portal as well. Surely. 90. Yeah, on the PC.
Solid.
God damn.
Come on, Crisis. Come on.
91. Oh, Assassin's Creed. I mean, I hate Assassin's Creed, so I'm kind of glad it fucked you, but that's sad.
But 81 feels harsh. That feels massively harsh.
Right, we've got halfway. A lot more to go.
I didn't see Drake's Fortune. I'm annoyed by that.
But will you be annoyed when we find out the score? It's an 88, which is higher than I expected, honestly.
We're getting sad with an 88. Like,
I know, right? Considering I started 2006 with a 75. Oh, no, sorry, 2005, sorry, with a 75. Skate. Is this going to be 90s or 80s? What do we think?
Got to be mid-80s, I think. Just seems like the kind of game that would be like 85.
It's a pretty good guess. It's 86.
Strong.
Okay.
Which puts you 6 points behind me, Kelsey, with The Witcher.
Come on. Don't let me down, Geralt.
Oh my God, that was the TV show popped up with a 64 and I thought you had absolutely fucked it. You have not fucked it that much, but you fucked it to the Assassin's Creed level. It is 81 again.
God.
I actually think that's better than I was expecting. I have heard some of the voice acting in that game and it is not the best.
Right, Lost Odyssey for... Oh, Lost Odyssey, though. The gap at the top has dropped massively. That's a 78, boys.
Wow.
Well.
Weakest pick so far.
Yeah,
well, I think I'll close it with this.
Ratchet and Clank, Tools of Destruction. Oh, my fucking God. That is an 89.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Damn. David jumps into the lead by 5 points, 633 to my 628.
Lost Odyssey has killed you.
Oh, man, I seriously thought that game was like crazy high scoring. Crackdown for
Come
Kelsey,
on.
83.
Oh, for
Where does that put you behind me then? You are 10 behind me now.
I just want to say Mass Effect, Uncharted, Portal, all games I would have picked. thieves. All on my list.
You actually, apart from Halo 3 and Bioshock, didn't pick anything I would have picked, to be honest.
Fair.
But that's you like to dip into these PC things that I ignore. Right, Colin McRae Dirt.
Gotta be good.
Looks like the PC score is the highest. Oh, it's just called Dirt on Metacritic because I guess we only kept Colin McRae in the power region.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we had 84.
Oh, did we?
What was I behind, David? 5 points. So can I close
come
in on Patapon?
Come on, Patapon.
No, I cannot close it because it got 86.
Wow.
It's another good score.
Greg Miller pimped the life out of that game. Although that's post-review, so probably base my guess there on irrelevance.
Is it Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII, yeah? That's what it's called, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. I don't think there's another one. It's on the PSP.
I think it must have come out in Japan in 2007 because I'm getting a 2008 here, but that must be the game.
All right.
83. You are now 11 behind me.
Yeah.
And David is 7 ahead.
Very difficult to pull this back.
Yeah, that's a decent lead.
Yeah.
Right, 2 rounds to do it if anyone's gonna. My shot at doing it was Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2, which is an 86, which is, I will take that for the second to last pick, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, was Layton too obscure when it first came out to really push move the needle?
Yeah.
I've closed the gap by one, it's an 85.
That's unbelievable. That is, I'm looking down my scores here, that is absolutely wild.
I worked a very
that
short...
That is crazy. You've not even dipped below 85
this
whole
ridiculous,
time.
Ridiculous, David. Yeah, I worked a very short stint in game when the next one came out, and I remember it being huge and with queues out the door. So I guess this one was quite good, because then it got everyone hyped for the next one.
Right. Shit's just got very interesting, boys, because World of Warcraft The Burning Crusade scores 91.
Oh my
you
god,
fucking,
Kelsey,
you
well
nerds
done.
Have not let me down.
Although David is 6 clear of me, I'm only 6 clear of Kelsey, so there's a fight on for second now if David can't be caught. However, I don't know about Super Paper Mario, mate. We will find out. And I did warn you at the time. I told myself to shut up.
You did. You warned me and then I showed my work in and still went for it.
Right. Guitar Hero 3, 85.
Okay. So yeah, Rock Band did score higher.
I just double-checked that actually on PlayStation 3. What?
Did it get lower?
It has a higher score on the Wii. What?
Did more people just play it there? I don't know.
Ha! Huh, yeah. Going by the logic of what it gets the highest score on, I get an extra bump of 1 point. 86 for the Wii.
That Nintendo bump is bigger than the Xbox.
Surprised that was bigger than the Wii.
Bigger than the Xbox tax.
I guess, yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
It's a party console, I guess, more so.
Yeah,
isn't it?
That's it.
And
they
were a party console. Yeah.
They were probably starved for something decent. Okay, so David has, I'm certain, unless Kelsey gets 99, is that even going to do it?
85 did he get?
What do I need to get?
You
to
need
beat
to get.
You?
Kelsey needs to get 98 with his last game to win, because David's got 85 with Super Paper Mario.
Can I come second? Is second in my reach? Let's have a look.
So you've currently got 792, and I'm on 884. So yes, 92 will get you there. 93 will get you it. So well done, David. Seems as if you've won. We will just find out in a second. Tiberian Wars. Oh, it's Tiberium Wars. Sorry, I read it, or I had it wrong
You're so out. Was it a PC game, I assume? That Alex is so far out, he can't even, doesn't even know what the game is.
Don't even know what it's called. That scores an 85. That's Command & Conquer 3 Tiberium Wars is what that is.
See, not a terrible score, and it's just...
How many times, see what Kelsey's score, how many times would that have won over the last...
So. I mean, let's to recap that then. So Kelsey's final score is 877. I scored 884, and David by 5 points wins it with 889. Which what was Kelsey's score? 877. Would not have won last time. In fact, to be fair, you're only 3 points ahead of your last round score, which is
mad. Yeah, no, I see. I've got let down by, what was it, 281s did I get? Yeah, The Witcher and Assassin's Creed, massive letdowns. Yeah.
901 David got in a ridiculous 2004.
Did I?
He got 900 the year before that, in 2003. I got 903 in 02.
My God.
And a 907 in the first year.
Crazy.
Jesus. Ooh. How did I do that? How many 90s did I get then? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
has.
Forgot.
You know, Settlers 4 and Harvest Moon.
Forgot that there was a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 is also a 97. I didn't see that earlier.
It's like, if no one's getting loads of 90s, but as long as you're getting 89s, 88s, 87s, then you're doing fine. But you drop below 85 and it's like, yeah.
85 seems to be there. As long as you're getting that, you're still swinging.
Respectable score, but it's just...
That's a really competitive draft.
Insane.
30 great games. Yeah.
12 points between third and first is a hell of a performance from all of us there. But David...
It's actually like all to play for up to 9, really. Like, we're all in it.
Yeah.
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 I think by that point in every other draft we've done, someone has done something mental and driven themselves off a cliff.
Yeah, basically I did that this time with Lost Odyssey, which sucks. Because the drop there was 89 to 78, and I think if I had picked something that was in the mid-80s, I'd have won. So I basically killed myself.
Yeah.
Shit.
Kelsey, I think you still maybe hold the biggest suicide attempt out of us all. Did you not have something absolutely nuts 1 year?
I think I've had a couple of them, to be honest. I honestly think Alex might have had the biggest clangers.
I mean, yeah, self-imposed bollocks that I've done.
Yeah, actually, you may have done. Yeah. I'm looking through.
Like, Alex, although he's had strong totals, he's had the odd one in there that's been like low 70s.
Yeah,
more often than
black
others.
Black and white twos and Mega Man ZXs. And,
oh, yeah, you. SmackDown, just bring it, Kelsey. You got yourself a 76.
That was a bad one.
Since 2004, I've basically been on a downward trajectory. I've lost my mojo.
It's time.
Fucking Lost Odyssey, man.
Time for me to claw this back.
Does anybody know what the worst game? So, Kelsey, you've got The Getaway. That's a 72. Oh, I'm trying to think of the worst game. Oh no, I've picked Mario Party 4. That's a 70. Okay.
That's got to be the worst one. No one's in the 60s, are they? That.
Yeah, I had 13, which was a 74.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
75 for Black and White 2 and Yakuza. 76 a couple of times, yeah, 2006. So, yeah, the worst game was, what did you say it was?
Mario Party.
Yeah, Mario Party.
Mario Party 4, yeah. And we've never touched them again.
Jeez.
No, scared off.
That was a ride, that was.
Yeah, once again. Congratulations to David with an 889, which is an excellent score.
I enjoyed that. That was good. Next up on this podcast, we have Max Payne 2 coming up.
Yep.
And let me read my little bit of a blurb and then we can get to what you guys are up to. So I guess that brings us to the end of another classic episode of the Winners You podcast. If you liked what you heard, and even if you didn't, why not give us our numbers a bump by subscribing to us on your podcast feed of choice? Or if you prefer to imbibe your podcast in a visual format, you can head over to our YouTube channel and search for Winners You podcast, where you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. How many times did I say YouTube there? If the podcast isn't enough for your bi-weekly dose of our Winner Is You chattery, you can also follow us on the website formerly known as Twitter at Winner Is You Pod, and you can even send us an email to tell us how wrong we are about our gaming opinions or what score you would have got if you had played alongside us by writing to winnersyoupod@gmail.com. Alex and I also have Twitter at davidsmiley1 and at superthrillix. Kelsey, what's your Twitter?
@k_d_b_.
That's it. We also have TikTok now, so head on over to just search for Winners You Pod and we pop up. Yeah, for now. Since you're the guest, Kelsey, I'll let you go first. What housekeeping have you got going? What have you been up to?
5 years of First Aid Spray. That's why I'm wearing my t-shirt.
Wow.
Resident Evil show.
Well
come
done.
And listen to our 5 year anniversary. We did two things.
What are you doing for
it?
Won the quiz?
I did the quiz, which we just did.
Good.
And
don't tell me how you did.
No.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, that was good fun.
I listened to that live.
David popped in
for
a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
I did.
It was, boy.
It was a multimedia quiz. I recommend maybe waiting for the YouTube version because there'll be some clips and stuff and pictures.
Any excuse to look at you for a bit longer?
Yeah. No, my face is not on it, unfortunately. It's
don't care then.
the quiz assets. So go and listen to that. But we also did like the last 5 years of Resident Evil chat. So like talked about all the remakes and stuff and the mainline games.
Years it's been.
Yeah, it's been absolutely wild. A silver age of Resident Evil.
Absolutely.
So yeah, go and listen to that. What else? Recently did a Starfield Sandwich podcast episode. Talked about the most mid game of the year. And
what is the ongoing chat with Starfield these days?
Well,
is
the... as you know, as an avid Bethesda Games fan, obviously I love it and it does loads for me. And I was reading some facts about Starfield. It's like its player retention is better than any other single player game released this year. Its player numbers have been better, although it has these mixed reviews. And it's like, before the game came out on our podcast about the game, I said, it's going to come out to mixed reviews and it's going to be divisive. And it was. So I'm not surprised by any of that. It's perfect.
Is it everything you would have hoped? Is it sort of fulfilled all your hopes and dreams?
It was everything I expected it to be. So I was perfectly pleased and happy. And I think it was so hyped. There's a lot of people that came to it that probably don't really play Bethesda games. I know people that didn't even play Fallout 4 that have jumped on to play Starfield and were just like, it's not for me. So I think Bethesda game fans are really enjoying it. And I do think there's a lot more to be said about it, and I think it's got a lot going for it. And you can come and listen to, as I say, the Starfield sound.
Has been my sort of standout. Both of you are aware, I've not played it yet. It's sitting installed on my Xbox, ready to go. But when it came to the mixed reviews and stuff about this game, I kind of came away assuming, rightly or wrongly, that the mixed reviews are coming from people that were expecting it to be something it was just never.
Yeah,
going to be. This is a Bethesda RPG.
Yeah.
It was going to be a Bethesda-assed RPG, and people seem to be hyping it up to be something different, and I'm not sure it ever was going to be that.
I think that's it. And, you know, and I can look at it and say, yeah, their engine's getting a little dated and stuff, but just none of that matters to me. I think it delivers, like, some of their best storytelling, some of their best main quest line. There's so much to do. It's funny. It's like, it is their most polished game by far. And for a game that, for a year where we've had loads of other AAA games come out that are terribly buggy and don't run very well, Starfield runs perfectly fine. So you can't kind of criticize it for any of that. But yeah, it's a funny one, you know, and people love to talk about it, but that drives engagement online, as we know. And that's why.
What would be, Starfield aside, what would be your favourite Bethesda RPG, so I can sort of gauge you on the David scale?
I would say probably, it's weird, I would say my favourite is probably Fallout 3, but I've played Skyrim the most just because, because it's come out 3 times and I've bought it every time. I've played the original version, I've played it on the Switch. But I think it's Fallout 3. And, you know, I love playing Fallout 76. And we talked about this on the Gears Intel open world thing.
Of course, yeah.
Like, through all the quirks of those Bethesda games and the Fallout games, it's the flavor of the game. It's just the story and the style, I think, that just resonates with me. And that's why I really love Fallout 3 and I love New Vegas. Like, I do enjoy Fallout 4, but I prefer 3 and New Vegas.
Me too.
Easily.
Yeah, would that be yours, Alex? What was your favourite?
3.
Yeah.
I bought the New Vegas for absolute pennies on Steam recently, and apparently the mod scene of that has made that, like, incredible to play nowadays.
Yeah.
There's a load of patches that really improve that, so I'm looking to dive back into that at some point soon.
Yeah, there's lots to be said about those games, and yeah, it's like I say, my buddy Eric and I, we talk about Starfield a lot, and we've got an episode coming up where we're actually going to start talking more about story and stuff. It's just fun to talk about, as you guys know, like you have the things you love playing, and you don't really, I'm not going to sit and talk to my wife about Starfield lore, so it's nice to have other people and a show to do that on. So yeah, come and if any,
I had five years of being an Apex player before I cut that habit that I can fully understand.
So yeah, but I think that's it for stuff. There'll be other things coming soon. More 2 Carrots. I'm sure we'll do more Gears Intel as well very soon. It'll be a year since we launched Gears Intel in December, which is...
Wow, yeah, we need to do something on that then.
So we'll do something.
Fucking right.
Hopefully we get an announcement at the Game Awards, maybe. I don't know. Who fucking knows? There's going to be a million... Everyone's thinking a million things are going to get announced at the Game Awards.
I just assume it's not happening now until it happens. I'm going to be fully... I'm fully wound down, then I will hype up when it happens, because I've been hurt too many times. I was fully ready for something that day. We had ourselves prepped for a podcast.
It was disheartening. It was really disheartening. But there's something coming. There's stuff coming. It's just not been announced. It's just a matter of when, really, at the moment.
Alex, What have you got going on?
The Video Game Hall of Fame has just recorded two podcasts back to back, so we've got everything ready now, right up to Christmas Day. Basically, we'll be the.
Is there a theme you can leak? Because I listen.
Yes, they've already been leaked.
Can I clarify something? Licensed games.
Yes.
So, obviously, I heard the hubbub and the conversation about that.
Yeah.
So I can't think. I don't think you can just say Batman is a licensed game. I think that the broad general opinion is anything based on an existing TV show or movie is.
So you're in the Simon camp.
Yeah, is referred to as a licensed game. Arkham Asylum is not referred to as a licensed game, but the game of the Dark of Batman Begins is referred to as a licensed game. I think in the industry lexicon, no one's calling. Yeah, Arkham City.
Sure?
No one's calling Arkham City a licensed game, despite it being based. Because I think Rob was talking about Mickey Mouse games, and it's like
I think Simon said that he felt that DuckTales is a licensed game, but Castle of Illusion is not.
100% correct. That is. Oh, I mean, I feel like that is the interpretation of it,
right, and let's Google licensed video games and see what comes up. Fuck what? Nothing. the 20 best licensed video games. Right, where the hell is this website? Best licensed video games. There's a big picture of Batman from Arkham Asylum right at the top of this article.
Yeah, I mean, I don't buy it.
It's number three.
I don't buy it. Like, because then anything is a licensed
game. Game concept from Giant Bomb.
Because basically everything is a licensed
existing
game.
Intellectual property licensed by the game's publisher. That again suggests that it's just based on someone else's intellectual property.
See,
therefore,
this
means it's again Arkham City is fine.
When was that article written? Because I think that's maybe a newfound take. I think the established.
Apparently you were on the podcast, but you're not. So I get called the shots. But yes, that's not coming up soon anyway. We've just recorded. What did we? I can't remember now. It was Superior Sequels.
Yes, that's what I voted for.
They were good. Yeah, I so did Gears Intel, which is run by somebody who's definitely not you. So it's fine. All the votes are legit. That was another one that needed clarification because Rob wanted to do that. Basically any game that came after that an original is a sequel. To which I told him that's basically every game since like 1989. Otherwise, like you could do. I mean, how many Mario games do you want? How many Zelda games do you want to pick from here?
He's so, just
like,
going to pick Last of Us 2.
The
anyway.
Second.
There's Mario Galaxy 2 a sequel. Then.
Yes, I said
the second.
So it was either the second game, like ever in the franchise, or if it's been rebooted or it has like a little sub series, then that's like something with a 2 in it is fine. Mm. Also, things like God of War Ragnarok or whatever is technically a sequel to whatever.
Yeah. Gaming is a bit different to movies. Like movie sequels often aren't as good, but with games, usually the sequels are always better. So
absolutely, yes. So for that, for Superior Sequels, oh Jesus Christ, I did something silly. You'll have to wait and see. But I wanted to pick Super Metroid, and I actually started talking about it for ages, and then someone said, what about Metroid 2 on the Game Boy? And then I realized that did come out first, and therefore I can't have Super Metroid because of my own rules. So I quickly picked something.
Hoisted by your own.
And I picked something that I shouldn't have, so I think I've fucked that one. There's some good games in that. There's a game with a number 2 in it that's been brought up multiple times today that I'm almost certain is going to win that by quite the margin. And then we also recorded Western RPGs, which is just full of bangers. Well, it's a genre that you think is full of bangers, but it's kind of not. It's got bangers in it and then nothing. So the four picks that we've got are basically the four main ones, I think. Apart from, there's no Mass Effect in there. It was nearly my pick, but I changed it.
Exciting.
So yeah, those two are coming up. Yeah, they'll be good. David, have you listened to any of them yet? Are you still in your backlog?
Yeah, they're still sitting there.
Oh, mate.
I have sort of dipped in and out. Yeah, it wouldn't be fair to say I haven't listened to any, but yeah, they are all downloaded. I'm fully there. So I am fully there in support.
The previous
you
episode.
Missed out so many emails.
Slightly
Shagger,
further
mate.
Down on
oh,
time.
Oh, my God. It's one of the podcasts that, and it's not just because like I know you, but it is genuinely funny. The chemistry between, because you're all so different, and I think you all have very specific personalities. The one-liners that come out in the show are superb. And then obviously the emails as well. And it's one of the podcasts I listen to where I do have tears come to my eyes. It's that funny.
what a lovely man.
Yeah. Highly recommended to everybody. David, you need to. The show has, you've joked about it on the previous episode, the show has its own lore now. And you have to listen to every episode because there are running jokes for all 20 episodes or whatever it is.
Especially when it comes to the email section. Honestly, you won't believe some of the stuff that this one guy sends us in emails. It is it's fucking outrageous what he says. I don't know how he's real, yeah. But he's real. I think he's been back from the Sega Mania days. This guy's just followed us to the new venture, and he's got more mental. You need to hear it. I love him though. He's a genius.
Yeah.
Go on. What's your housekeeping, bro?
I don't have any at the moment. I am in the process of sort of winding back what I'm doing so that I can decide what I want to do in my life. So absolutely nothing.
Sounds good.
No, you know what? You always say on that bombshell. I'm going to say something now, then you can say, and on that bombshell, and that'll end it perfectly.
Okay.
You ready? Zach and Wiki scored an 87.
And on that bombshell, I have been David, he has been Alex, we have been Owen and you.
And fucking out. Zach and Wiki.
And Kelsey. Shit. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Zach and Wiki. Fuck me.